We do want people back. We do think there is tremendous value in being together. It's important for apprenticeship. We can see it with our kids. Anyone who's been doing homeschooling, it's just, you know, the kids learn more in school than they do in the home environment. They learn other things, important things at home, but it's just easier. I think it's the same way for, you know, in the work environment. We learn a lot from each other. Helps for coaching. It helps for collaboration. It helps for others. But flexibility is also very important to our people. And so for us, it's a balance of the two that we want to give folk. Come back together, but we're going to give you more flexibility than it was before. And I would say that seems to be working. I know it worked for me when I was a working mother. I needed that type of flexibility myself. And I didn't feel that it needed to interfere with my effectiveness as a professional. So I think that's how we're looking at it. I would say that's been successful for us in being a magnet and somewhere attractive for people to work. That said, right now, the labor supply is incredibly tight. So when we're looking at we look at people who are working in an operations center, haven't had to commute, they haven't had the costs of that. They don't necessarily want to come in every single day, and they've got the setup for a call center right at home. And you know, we can see whether they're being productive or not, or need to come in for more efficiency. So I think again, by mid next year, Some of the labor supply will have worked its way through, but it's a very, very tight market at the moment. And it is one topic we talk about when I jump on the phone with our CEO clients, which we do all the time. We're no longer talking return to office. We're talking tight supply chain. And I think it will be the first topic for a while longer.